Here. How's it going? Good. Got everything all lined up? Okay, go ahead and ask whatever you want to talk about here.
Well, what are your thoughts on the Colts in terms of the challenge they present?
Good. I mean, obviously, won the last three games, two without luck. Good run defense, you know, good specialists, explosive offense. So, got a lot to get ready for.
Has their run defense improved significantly in your eyes versus what you saw last year?
Well, I mean, they're leading the league in negative plays, so against the run. Done a good job.
What have their rookies up front defensively done to help their defense? And I think it's Anderson and Perry that are two guys that have played significant roles pretty much off the bat for them so far. Mm-hmm.
Well, Perry plays primarily on the nose, and Anderson primarily plays three technique, also plays some on the tackle. But Anderson's really long, like 6'5", good playing strength, tough guy. And Perry's, a nose tackle. I mean, he's really stout inside. He's got good playing strength.
Have those guys changed at all what they do defensively, or is it a similar scheme to what you guys saw last year?
Yeah, I wouldn't say there have been a lot of changes in their scheme.
Coach, do you expect the Colts maybe to adapt more of the Hasselbeck style of offense as the year moves forward, just to protect whichever quarterback is going to play?
Yeah, well, we don't have any control over that. We just have to defend whatever they do. So we'll prepare for the things that we think what they have done, what we think they will do, and whatever they decide to do, they decide to do.
Coach, have you seen much difference in what they game plan when they have Hasselbeck at quarterback as opposed to Andrew Luck? And does it make it any more difficult to game plan for them if they might have multiple
Right. Well, I'd say they're a little bit of a game plan team anyway. They don't always do the same thing every week. They depends on what the defense does, where they feel their matchups are. So some of that changes a little bit from game to game. So I'm sure they'll have whatever they think is best against us. I'm sure that's what they'll do against us.
Coach, I know you can't concern yourself with the mentality of the Patriots fan, but recently has anyone pulled you aside in the grocery store and been like, Bill, kick in his butt, will you?
I haven't been to the grocery store in a couple of years.
Are you hearing from friends, family, neighbors?
Have I heard from my family and friends? Yeah, sure.
I think you know what I mean, buddy. You know, in terms of just this entire region.
I mean, look, it's the same questions every week. We're getting ready to play a game on Sunday. We're going to do the best we can to prepare for it, be ready to go, and perform well on Sunday night. That's what we do.
Bill, how has Frank Gore revitalized their running game, or what kind of different elements has he brought to their ground attack?
Yeah, he's done a good job. He runs hard. He's got good vision, obviously good playing strength, hard guy to tackle. It seems like they've got their offensive line more intact now than they were earlier in the year. With Thorne and Muhort in their guards, and so they've got a good inside. They've gotten good blocking on the inside as well as the tackle. Of course, tight end with Dwayne Allen, he does a real good job out there. Doyle and Flynn are too. So it's a multi. They need more than one guy to run the ball, but they got a good back, they got a good line, they got good tight ends, and they scheme it up differently from week to week, depending on what you know, what they think they can do best against your team. So, got to be ready for all those things.
Are they more of a ball control team this year, giving it?
Oh, no, they led a league in time possession last year. I don't think they're up there quite that far this year, but, they're going to run it. They're going to throw it. They're balanced. They do a good job in all phases of the game. They're very explosive offensively, and they can grind it out. So,
are you a little surprised at their slow start coming out of the gates?
Like we're not really worried about anything except this game.
How have you seen Malcolm Brown improve since the spring? And especially after my one.
You know, Malcolm works hard, and he's a smart guy. He understands what we want him to do. It's just, you know, a big learning curve, like it is for every rookie coming in the National Football League. You know, playing against players that are, you know, more comparable athletically than what there was in college, and seeing the different schemes, and, you know, dealing with experienced players that, you know, when you're an inexperienced player, you know, that's an adjustment. So, but he's done well with that, and I think he's had a good. Last couple of weeks have been good. You know, hopefully he can continue to move in that direction. Thought he played probably his best game against Dallas, but I think there's a lot more than that. But, you know, I mean, we're headed in the right direction. If he keeps working hard and applying himself on the practice field and film study, that, you know, he can continue to improve.
Bill, too, I know somebody that you guys have had some decent success in slowing down, at least the last few times we've seen him, feels like. But what is it about his game that makes him a challenge for defense?
He hits you at all three levels of the defense, and he's a deep threat. He's that runs great intermediate routes, and he's very dynamic with the ball in his hands. So underneath routes, catch and run plays. That's really true of all those guys, though. Moncrief, Dorsett, you know, Johnson, I mean, they're all very explosive. Fleener is another guy that can attack all three levels of the field. So it's a hard, overall hard group to defend. But Hilton's definitely, you know, a problem no matter what he does. I mean, he's not just a one, you know, one thing you got to stop with him. I mean, he's just as dangerous on the deep balls as he is on, you know, comebacks, in cuts, crossing routes, over routes, as he is on slip screens and slants that, you know, he can break a tackle and take those out of there, too. So, it's, you know, they move around sometimes in the slot. Usually it's outside, but they do play him in the slot. So, it's, you know, a little bit of a challenge to find him. You don't know exactly where he's going to be. I mean, they do that with all those guys. But, they, you know, again, that's part of the game plan element that they have in their offense.
Coach, with someone like Marcus Cannon, how difficult is it to go playing both guide and tackle? How did his skills allow him to do that?
You know, again, that's something that's different for different people. Some people can play multiple positions. It doesn't really faze them very much. They're very adaptable. Other people, if you move them out of one position, it's, you know, like trying to learn a new foreign language. It's just hard. So each player is different. Each situation is different. Marcus has been very adaptable, playing on both sides, playing inside, outside. He's also played some at jumbo tight end. You know, I think he's just a flexible guy that really just wants to play. And, you know, whatever you ask him to do, he goes out there and does the best he can. He doesn't, like, overanalyze it or get overly caught up in, you know, a million things to do. He just tries to go out there and do it. So it doesn't seem to really affect him, you know, too much.
What did you think of his performance stepping in for extended time on Sunday?
You know, Marcus has always played well for us. You know, 2 years ago when he was in for Vollmer, last year, the opportunities that he had early in the year, you know, particularly a tackle, you know, and then this year he's been, you know, he's played in every game, played, you know, number of snaps in all of our games. So he's always done a good job for us when he's been in there. Glad we have him.
I'm curious, from your experience in the NFL, if there's sort of a standard progression that you've noticed with quarterbacks. When they come into the league as a rookie, they're sort of like, you know, a foundation, and then year two it becomes, you know, something else, three, and then, like, when they get to that point, if there is a standard progression that you've seen, you know, where it is around year three, year four at that position.
Yeah, I don't know. That's a tough one. Like, I mean, everybody's different. Quarterbacks, there's only one that can play, so that's different, too. It's not like another position where you can build playing time. It's kind of all or nothing, usually. So, I don't know. I mean, you go back to a guy like Phil Simms, you know, who was, one of the best quarterbacks I've ever been around. I mean, I've been fortunate to be around some good ones, but I mean, Phil Simms is a great player, but I mean, after a couple of years, 3 years in New York, you know, whatever it was, 7, 9, 80, you know, two and a half years in New York. I mean, everybody's ready to get rid of him, and, you know, all the things that were wrong with Phil Sims, and, you know, he'd been hurt a couple of times and all that. Yet, I mean, he was a tremendous player. I mean, we'd have never won two championships without him, I'll tell you that. With all due respect to Hostetler and what he did coming in the 90 season, we were 10-0 with Sims before that. So, now I'm just saying, you go a guy like that, you know, they're ready to give up on a guy, and you know, he's one of the greatest players that ever played for the Giants. So, I don't know. Some guys start fast, fade out. Some guys take a little longer to get going. Other guys are more on a straight line progression.
When the injury report comes out today, we're going to land on it with illness here.
I don't think we have to list the coaches, but you can. Yeah, day to day.
Bill, in terms of tackling in the secondary, beyond just limiting yards after the catch, but being willing and able to come up and run support from the cornerback position, with this particular group, one, how would you assess the way they've done? And two, is that something that you take into account when you're evaluating a player coming out of the college ranks? So often we think about the coverage skills of a cornerback, but the ability to tackle in the secondary, whether it's a run support or, again, limiting yards after catch. How much of a component is that?
So, Bobby, you're asking about, when you say this group, you're talking about the Patriots group or the Colts group?
Malcolm, Terrell, Logan in particular.
Right. Well, you know, for me, I mean, I learned a long time ago. My dad told me this, and Coach Parcells told me this, that the most important thing on defense is to get 11 guys out there that can tackle. I mean, look, defensively, your job is to get the ball, the guy with the ball on the ground. I mean, in the end, that's your job. So all the other stuff's great, but if you can't do that, then, you know, what do you really have? Now, that's not to minimize coverage skill. I mean, there's certainly a place for that, don't get me wrong. But in the end, you know, somebody's got to get the guy on the ground. So I think that's a critical component for me, for us. For any player on the defensive side of the ball, regardless of what position they play, but particularly in the secondary, where you're right, you can be, you know, higher on coverage skills, but, you know, if you're willing to give up poor tackling for coverage skills, like, eventually there's going to be a problem there, you know. You might be able to live with it, but eventually it's going to be a problem. So I put a high priority on it. We put a high priority on it in the organization, on our defense. We practice it every single day. I don't think there's been a day that we haven't worked on tackling this year or any other year. It's the most fundamental, important thing for a defensive player to do well, that and defeat blocks, you know, in terms of anybody who's, you know, I mean, everybody's going to get blocked at some point. So defeating blocks and tackling, I mean, those are the two most critical fundamentals that any defensive player needs. Yeah, there's not really much that goes above tackling for me.
Bill, can you teach that? Or is it a skill that
tackling?
You can improve on it?
Every day.
Does a guy either have it or not when you
get
it?
Well, I mean, it's like anything else. I mean, you're never going to make me fast. I mean, that's, you know, but we can all improve. So, yeah, whatever the skills are, they are, but you can certainly improve technique, you can improve leverage, you can improve the fundamentals of tackling, just like you can improve the fundamentals of running. Look, those are the most fundamental skills in the game. So to not work on those on a daily basis, to not work on them and try to improve them continually, I think would be a mistake. I mean, I think it would be irresponsible of me as a coach to not teach blocking, tackling, running, you know, on a daily basis.
Best tackler you've ever coached?
I mean, they come in different shapes and sizes, but, I mean, not many guys got away from Taylor, you know, I'll say that. But, you know, probably one of the biggest tackles that I've ever been a part of was by a guy who had a reputation of not being a great tackler, and that was Everson Walls. Well, he brought down Thurman Thomas in the open field to keep it from getting closer in the in Super Bowl 25, and I mean, that was a huge, huge play that if you would have said Everson Walls tackle Thurman Thomas, you know, I don't know which one of those you would have bet on, you know, depends on maybe who you were pulling for, but that was a great tackle. And so, you know, we've always had good tacklers. Terry Kinnard was a great tackler. Devin McCourty's an outstanding tackler. Chung's one of the best tacklers, you know, that I've had at safety. I mean, look, everybody's going to miss, just like every receiver's going to drop a pass, just like every quarterback's going to throw an interception, just like every running back at some point is going to drop the ball. But, you know, the guys that don't miss many tackles are, you want them on your team. And it shows up in the kicking game, too. It's the same. Kicking game's the same as defense. You still got to get the guy with the ball.
Final question, guys. What kind of progression have you seen from Logan Ryan?
You know, Logan's one of our hardest-working players. You know, he continues to get better, and he's played a number of different positions for us. Plays outside, plays inside, matches up from time to time. We've also used him at safety in the past and does a number of things for us in the kicking game as well. So, you know, he works really hard at his craft, his technique. He's a smart player, very instinctive. So that means every week you've got to, you know, start all over again, learn new receivers, learn the new schemes, you know, adapt that to the game plan and how to take the information that we have on our opponents and, you know, work it into what we're doing defensively, their different responsibilities or, you know, how we're playing certain plays or routes or receivers, whatever the case might be. So, you know, he does a real good job of that. He's very smart and instinctive player. I mean, we're fortunate we have a lot of those guys back there. They work well together. Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you.